You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. More than 100 historic African American cemeteries are believed to dot communities across Pennsylvania. The exact number is hard to pin down, since many of these sites are not documented. Sitting hidden and neglected, many are the resting place of some veterans who served their country in racially segregated units. WITF's Gabriela Martinez looks at how grassroots groups are working to make sure their names are not forgotten.
On any given Sunday morning at Lebanon Cemetery in North York, you might see Jenny De Jesus and Tina Charles scanning the earth with a metal detector or poking holes into the ground. They are looking for buried gravestones marked with names that may have long been forgotten. Many belong to Black veterans who don't have military headstones.
That is him too.
Wow.
One of our military guys.
It's drizzling as Jenny and Tina come across the grave of James Dagans Jr., who died in 1980.
In World War II.
We didn't have no idea where he...
The two women are part of the Friends of Lebanon Cemetery, a nonprofit dedicated to documenting and maintaining one of York's oldest Black burial sites. Aside from physical upkeep of the grounds, the group also helps people find loved ones who are buried here.
We scour records, death certificates, newspaper obituaries, and military burial cards. So now that we know where he is, we can go ahead and apply to get that military marker for him.
Lebanon Cemetery holds the remains of Civil War soldiers, Tuskegee Airmen, and other prominent leaders from York's Black community. It is a site recognized by the state for its significance. So far, the group has unearthed nearly 700 markers. Yet, the Friends of Lebanon don't know exactly how many men, women, and children are buried in the cemetery. Due to poor record keeping and past mismanagement issues, they don't have a map of the grounds or records of plots sold to people.
So we're just kind of starting from scratch. Other than like what you can visually see, but there's still so much more, you know, under these grounds of people that are important and need to be, their stories need to be told.
The Friends of Lebanon Cemetery are just one of many volunteer groups helping restore historic Black cemeteries across the mid-state. For family members or people interested in becoming stewards of historic Black cemeteries, it can be confusing to find information about who owns the land and who is buried where. Part of this has to do with how African American cemeteries emerged in communities. Steve Berg, a public history professor at Shippensburg University, has spearheaded the restoration of the Locust Grove Cemetery in Shippensburg.
African American cemeteries have often been sort of on marginal lands or sort of lands that were not particularly desired by other folks. And so they may actually have started a cemetery and built a church without the land ever being deeded to start off with.
But most of the time, it has to do with the state's fragmented cemetery laws. Andrea McDonald is the director of the Pennsylvania Historic Preservation Office at the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission.
There are, you know, various roles and responsibilities spread among many agencies in Pennsylvania, which further complicates the efforts to identify and preserve these places.
While the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission is in charge of historic preservation across the Commonwealth, the agency's authority does not extend to archaeological remains, burial sites, or any site on private property. Bette McDonald says the commission is just beginning to identify and document African American cemeteries to add to the state's historical inventory.
I think that because these sites, these important places have for so long not been documented and put on a map, and where we're just now beginning to identify and tell some of these stories.
For family members or people interested in taking care of old cemeteries, the lack of centralized oversight often means there are a lot of hurdles when trying to find key information about burial sites. People like Samantha Dorm, who is a leader of the Friends of Lebanon Cemetery.
It's all these different offices, and from our experience, no one's really talking to each other. And so it's very difficult for families in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to figure out what to do when at the end of the day, they're just trying to take care of their families.
Lebanon Cemetery is the final resting place of six generations of her family. But she has not been able to find all of their graves. That's why Dorm is working to help document, restore, and educate people about the importance of Black burial sites in their communities.
He was kind of like lovingly known as Herbert or Herbie.
Weeks after James Dagan's grave was discovered at Lebanon Cemetery, his daughter, Yolanda Mechanic, stands by his gravestone and thinks about her time with him when she was growing up.
He was someone I can talk to at the time. I can remember that much. And again, it was just fond memories of just that loving attention. And
Yolanda was in her first year of college in South Carolina when he passed away. When she moved back to York and tried to visit his grave 30 years ago, she couldn't find it. So the news that his grave was found by the Friends of Lebanon Cemetery was a bit of a shock.
I'm still working through that. That's why I still showed up here, because I am interested, and I am very appreciative of this. But I'm taking it all in now gradually, and I do plan to look more into it now.
Yolanda just moved from the house she's lived in for almost 25 years. With her father in mind, she decided to go through some old boxes.
It was just looking back at some old pictures of him, and I still have them. Like I said, there were things I had to more or less unearth, if you will, because I had it all buried and things I just didn't know.
Yolanda plans to work with the Friends of Lebanon Cemetery to ensure her father's final resting place is marked with a military gravestone. For her, having a physical reminder for visitors to see will ensure his grave will not be lost again and he won't be forgotten. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News.